It changes, but I think I like pink more than the rest. I definitely like pink nail polish on my toes. Pink roses are lovely, and a pink sky at dawn or dusk, love that. Though maybe it's more salmon sometimes. She shook her head and laughed again. You didn't really want to know all that.
Yes, I did.
Her heart fluttered.
I want to know what you like and what you don't,
he said.
I want to know the little things and the big things. Gotta start somewhere, right?
You want to know what else I like?
Yeah. Hit me with it.
I like the way you kiss me. Not too much tongue, nor too little, just enough. I like that you seem to know what to do with it. You'd be surprised how many guys don't have a clue. But not you. You know. He grinned.
I can do a lot with this tongue.
I know you can.
You know, I'm thinking about giving you a demonstration, but it's gonna be shorter than I'd like, since I have to be to work in about 3 hours.
Her belly tightened. She needed 3 hours? Isn't that enough time?
No, but looks like we'll have to work with what we've got.
He grinned then, and she smiled back. He was too adorable, confidently sexy. She knew he could deliver on everything he'd promised. So no more talking about colors and stuff like that?
Not right now.
So long as you're sure you're ready for this step.
His eyes sparked, his expression filled with such promise that she nearly moaned. I'm hot and ready for you. You make me crazy. He gripped her hips and tugged her forward, lifting her up.
Honey, the feeling is mutual. I'm crazy to get in there again. Nothing feels as good as you do.
He loved women and sex and all the pleasurable feelings that went with getting naked with a willing woman. But there was something about Haley that was more exciting, more profound than anything he'd ever experienced. And he desperately wanted to make her feel the most intense pleasure she'd ever known. He picked her up, and she wrapped her legs around him. She smelled so good, like flowers and sunshine and other sweet stuff. He put his nose to her skin, inhaled. Then he licked her neck while she held on to him and gasped. Better couch, he asked, soul-deep hunger rolling through him in a wave.
Don't care.
She gasped.
Counter, floor, table, I don't care where.
He put a hand to the back of her head, fused his mouth to hers. They kissed hungrily, deeply. He walked them toward the bedroom, or he thought he did, but he only made it as far as the couch. He tumbled her backward, falling with her, coming down on top of her on the soft cushions. Their mouths didn't cease taking from each other, sucking and kissing and licking, until the heat was so intense. He lifted himself off her and tugged at her shirt.